بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everyone doing today? Good? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. That's so nice to hear. Is everyone excited for our second class today? Inshallah, that's good to hear. Yes, it's your first? Okay, inshallah. Hopefully it'll be just as exciting for the rest of us as it is for you today. Inshallah. Okay, so if we went of different, we went over a lot of different things and we learned a lot of different things. And we also had some homework for different classes, for the different sessions. If you remember, one of the homework was to look for five things in which we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, His creation. So was anyone able to notice anything, any creature like besides the sun or the moon in which we can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Any signs or any creations? Maybe even if you just look outside right now, you could see something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Yes, subhanallah. And when we see the flowers and the plants, and we see them throughout the season, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes them to grow, and then He causes them to die, but then they grow again. And then this shows how easy it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause something to die, and then bring it back to life after. And the sunrise and the sunset, subhanallah. Yes, I remember learning that just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the night to go into the day and the day to go in the night, we can see that nothing in life is permanent. So if we're ever going through anything in life that, you know, seems like it's so hard on us or it's not the best, then we have to remember that just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the day after the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us out of the darkness of our life and into light, inshallah. Thunderstorms? Oh yeah, subhanAllah, we had an amazing thunderstorm two nights ago during Taraweeh. There was bright lightning, and then, yes, we did too, and it was so bright and it was so loud, but subhanAllah, this is all shows us the great might and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how His creation is so big and vast, and sometimes it causes fear in us. So how great is the one who created all of this? So alhamdulillah, I'm so happy that all of us were able to do this. So let's go on to today's class. Inshallah, we're going to be doing the hifz of the next few ayahs of Surah Al-Abasa. Inshallah. Inshallah. Okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so I'm hoping that all of you memorize the first six verses, inshallah. you didn't, it's okay. We can keep on working on that. We'll go on ahead, inshallah. So we'll start together from the beginning. We'll start with the du'as first. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي رَبَّنَا زِدْنَا عِلْمًا آمين. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وما عليك ألا يزكى وما عليك ألا يزكى وما عليك ألا يزكى وما عليك ألا يزكى. You can read it with me now. وما عليك ألا يزكى وما عليك ألا يزكى ما عليك ألا يزكى وما عليك ألا يزكى وما عليك ألا يزكى وما عليك ألا يزكى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وأما من جاءك يسعى وأما من جاءك يسعى وأما من جاءك يسعى وأما من جاء يسعى. You can read it with me now. وأما من جاءك يسعى 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 وأما من جاءك يسعى. Now from verse 7. وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى وهو يخشى وهو يخشى وهو يخشى وهو يخشى وهو يخشى. Now you can read it with me. وهو يخشى وهو يخشى وهو يخشى وهو يخشى وهو يخشى. Now from verse 7. وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى. فأنت عنه تلهى فأنت عنه تلهى فأنت عنه تلهى. فأنت عنه تلهى. فأنت عنه تلهى. فأنت عنه تلهى. Now you can read it with me. فأنت عنه تلهى 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 فأنت عنه تلهى. Now from verse 7. وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى. كلا إنها تذكرة كلا إنها تذكرة كلا إنها تذكرة كلا إنها تذكرة كلا إنها تذكرة. Can you read it with me now? كلا إنها تذكرة كلا إنها تذكرة كلا إنها تذكرة كلا إنها تذكرة. From verse 7. وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى. كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره فمن شاء ذاكره فمن شاء ذكره فمن شاء ذكره فمن then you can read it with me. فمن شاء ذكره فمن شاء ذكره Now from verse 7. وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة في صحف مكرمة Now you can read it with me. في صحف مكرمة Now from verse 7. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا يَزَّكَّى وَأَمَّا مَنْ جَاءَكَ يَسْعَى وَهُوَ يَخْشَى فَأَنْتَ عِنْهُ تَلَهَّى كَلَّا إِنَّهَا تَذْكِرَةٌ فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَهُ في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة 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 مرفوعة مطهرة
Now we'll read it once from the beginning, the first verse. عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك
تذكره فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة. So we'll stop here, inshallah, and you have until Monday, inshallah, to memorize these verses. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا for the memorization of those verses. And inshallah, we all hope to have those memorized until verse 14 for Monday, inshallah. And now moving on to our next session, if we are going to be doing taking another Masnoon Dua. If you remember from Monday's class, the Dua that we did was... Can anyone tell me quickly? What dua did we have on Monday? Remember we did, yes, before entering the bathroom. Okay, so I hope that all of you, either you knew it or if you didn't, you were able to memorize that and then implement it. So inshallah, today we're going to be taking another Masnoon Dua, and that is the Dua before eating. So inshallah, let's have a look at this Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا آمين إلهي آمين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you all today?
Alhamdulillah, we're good.
I'm happy that all of you are fine by the mercy of Allah and fasting in the month of Ramadan and looking to earn more and more rewards in this month, inshallah. Today we are going to do dua before eating our food. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us a very beautiful dua before eating our food, and that is Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. It means that in the name of Allah and with the blessings of Allah, I begin eating. Do you know that whenever we start doing any work, we should say Bismillah? It means that we should take the name of Allah so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our work full of barakah. Similarly, we say this dua so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts lots and lots of barakah in our food and shaitan cannot interfere in our eating. And you know that if we start our food by taking Allah's name, the whole duration of eating will turn into Allah's worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us reward for our eating, because eating food is also one of the Allah's commandments. Before eating our food, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us some of the important steps that we have to follow them. Number one, we have to wash our hands. We should sit properly. Say dua. Always eat with your right hand. Don't forget to call your parents for lunch or dinner time and eat together. Don't make noises while eating. Eat from in front of your plate. We should eat a healthy meal. And don't waste any food. That's really important that we have to finish our food so that the leftover cannot go into the garbage bin. Otherwise, we will not get any reward. But if someone forgot to say this dua, he can say another dua, which is Bismillahi awwalihi wa akhirih. It means, in the name of Allah, in its beginning and end. So now, inshallah, I will read this dua and you will all repeat it after me. Bismillahi.
Bismillahi.
Wa ala. Barakatillah.
Barakatillah.
Bismillahi.
Bismillahi.
Wa ala.
Barakatillah. Barakatillah.
Bismillahi.
Bismillahi.
Wa ala. Barakatillah.
Barakatillah.
And if you forgot to say this dua, so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us the next dua, which will be repeated inshallah. Bismillahi.
Awwalihi.
Wa akhirih. Bismillahi.
Bismillahi.
Awwalihi.
Wa akhirih.
Bismillahi.
Bismillahi.
Awwalihi.
Wa akhirih.
Alhamdulillah, you all are really very good. I hope that you will all memorize this dua and always say it before eating your food. See you next time with a new dua. Till then, take very good care of yourselves and keep making lots of duas. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. سبحانك اللهم نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك آمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير. So that was the dua before eating and the dua if you forget to say Bismillah. So just some important points in case some of us missed out. The Masnoon way of eating food is to eat with your right hand, eat from in front of you. Try not to make noise while eating, and most importantly, don't waste food. Especially in this month of Ramadan, you have to try to eat everything that's on your plate. And a good way of doing this is don't put on your plate more than you think is necessary. So put a little bit. If you can finish eating that, that's good. And if you want to eat seconds, you can. But it's always a good idea to start with less. So inshallah, we're all going to try implementing this dua and all of these masnoon ways in our eating habits. So let's go on to our next session, which is a continuation of the pillars of Islam. And we're going to be looking at the second part of Tawheed, inshallah. Okay, assalamu alaikum.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Oh my Lord, open for me my chest and ease my task for me and loosen the knot from my tongue that they understand my speech. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How are you all? And I really pray that may Allah keep you in a very good state of afiyat, in a state of good health and good iman, in a state of happiness. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So, alhamdulillah, we have started the topic of shahada. And in that we, in the pillars of Islam, of course, in the pillars of Islam, we have started the topic of the first pillar of Islam, which is called as the Shahada, the testimony of faith. And in that we were learning about the Tawheed, And in Tawheed, we saw that who is Allah, what is the meaning of the Rabb, and how can we know more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we strengthen our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we saw that we can strengthen it by pondering upon these signs and the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now today we are also going to see that we can also know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His names, through His beautiful names, which are really perfect. And we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 attributes and names, and and there are more names apart from these 99 as well. And I hope that all of you really like to read these names, isn't it? Especially I myself like to read them a lot, and you might be all listening to them as well. And we all know this thing as well, that anyone who memorizes these names, these 99 names, they are going to enter Jannah. And now memorizing doesn't mean just by memorizing memorizing the names itself, but also learning the meaning and then applying in our daily life. For example, we can see that Allah is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. No one else can be more merciful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the limit to mercy. You know, He is so much merciful. So when we think about this, then we gain a really strong hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We really then we really pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make supplications to Him with very dedication, with a strong belief that yes, Allah is so merciful. He is going to help me. He is going to listen to me. Now if we know that As-Sami', the all-hearing, He's the one who can hear, who can hear everything. So then we know that it's not like that we human beings here, that if I'm listening to just you, I can't listen to the other person at my back. Can I? No, of course not. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can listen to everyone just at the same time. Now this is the beauty, the excellence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This makes him more deserving that we should only worship Him, you know. When we learn about these old names like this, then of course our heart really opens to this, that no one can be so perfect. How can anyone be like that? No, if we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hafiz, the protector. Al-Hafiz, the protector. Now if we look around, we see that many people take different means for protecting themselves. Some people just take some guards, some securities like that. Or even if you see our country, there are different departments with which they assure the security of the people around. But now does it make so sure that nothing is going to happen, nothing bad is going to come? The human alone can never assure it. They can never assure it. Only Allah is the sole protector. You know, if something in front of us comes and we feel now there is no way to be secure or feel protected, but Allah, if we believe in Allah and make dua to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can miraculously save us. He can protect us miraculously. So the same thing comes. If we believe in Allah, impossible becomes possible. We don't have to be so sad or dejected or worried because we know Allah is with me. So the point here is that we have to ponder and we have to learn about the names of Allah, with which we gain a deep understanding about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who He is, what attributes that He has, right? And then we feel a better connection with Him. Then we feel more strong in our belief that yes, Allah is the one who needs to be worshipped alone, no one with Him. Now the next part comes is the belief in the prophethood. And who is your prophet? Man rasuluk? My prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasuli Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, who was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was the seal of the prophethood, and no prophet is going to come after him ever now. He was the final one, that's it. And he was given the final book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, which name is what? Al-Qur'an Al-Hakim, the best book on the earth. And he also conveys as the religion of Islam with all the great sacrifices and the efforts he took. And by knowing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can learn his giving teachings, the things which he told. If we know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then of course we are going to learn all what he taught us as well. Now, it is important to know about the messenger If we really want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we really want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the book Quran, and with the Quran, we come to know a lot of details about Islam. Even what we are learning just right now, there are many things and many references which we gain from the Quran and the Hadith, which are the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, so that is the reason why it is so important to learn about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, because it is going to strengthen our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also we will gain more deeper knowledge, which is really impossible without it, and the deeper knowledge of Islam. Now, what is the outcome? Like, we are learning this, now what result should we get after learning it? Now, you know, if we know that fire is really dangerous and it's going to burn me, and what is the result? I'm never going to go close to it. If I see someone else going close to it, I'm going to stop that person. Then, no, don't go near, because I know it very perfectly. And it is calling my action to stay away from it. Or if I'm using it, so I'm using it very carefully. Now the same comes here. Now when I know that Allah is my Lord and I know His attributes, I believe in Him, I am in awe that yes, Allah is the best, He's so super, mashallah. So what is the outcome of it all? The outcome comes is that we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I, Allah, created not the jinn and mankind except that they should worship me alone. Surah Dariyat, ayah number 56. In this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us one thing. What? That what is my purpose of life? What is it? It is just to worship Allah alone and no one else. Just to worship Him. Okay. And just to worship all alone Allah. Now what does worship means? Of course it means the obedience. And who is going to tell us that how I have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because if I have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to obey Him. I have to obey the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, or what He has ordained for me, what He has told me. And now from where do we get it? That comes from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Truly, the recognized religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. Now, this is so amazing. Allah has told us that no other religion is acceptable. Only Islam is acceptable now. This is only that now. By learning this, what happens is that we feel so happy that, and we are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us born Muslim. That we're born in a Muslim family is such a big thing. It's such a big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should remember that being a Muslim is something which we should be proud of, which we should be grateful for to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that yes, it's really such a big blessing. And did any of us really ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I should be a Muslim? No. It is His special choice and mercy upon me that He made me a Muslim. He made me a Muslim, something which He likes, something which He is going to only accept. You know, only Islam is acceptable, and I have been given it without asking for it. So this is the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now what do we learn from this whole topic of especially the Shahada, the first pillar of Islam? That we should obey one Allah, who is my Rabb. Who is my Rabb and who is your Rabb as well. Okay. And we should hold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so dear to our heart, more than anyone else. We don't have to obey anyone against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to offer salah, I don't have to listen to someone else whether I should or not. No, I have to. I have no question to ask to someone else. I don't have to seek permission from someone else that can I do. No, no. I have to do, that's for sure. And this is where we should be very strict in. And now some important things which we should really remember and which are the results, which are the outcomes that we take from this topic, that we do not have to worship or make dua to anyone else other than Allah alone. Not even the Prophet or any human being or creation even. You know, the reason why, because no human being can ever claim that he is going to help us for sure. We can't say this. Yeah, it is only Allah alone who can help us. That's it. So why just telling someone else about our problems? Why just speaking our sadness to some other person all the time? First, at the first step, what we have to do is call out to Allah. If I feel sad, if I am just stuck in some problem, I just have to call to Allah. I just have to say in my heart, Ya Allah, help me. And that's it. Yeah? We do not obey any human against the order of Allah. We never can give the names and attributes of Allah to humans even. We can never give. For example, if I say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. I can't say that some other person is the most merciful. No, he can't be. Yes, he can be merciful, but he cannot be the limit to the mercy. It is only Allah. It is His excellence. That's it. No one else. It's only Allah who is Al-Ghafoor, the one who forgives. No human being can be like that. You know, we can forgive people in this dunya for their shortcomings, but we cannot say that, okay, I forgive you on the behalf of Allah. It can't be like that. It is only Allah who is going to decide whether He wants to forgive a person so and so. Not even the Prophet can do this. Yeah, this we should make sure that we remember it for sure. And anything we need, any problem comes, we feel sad, we just first turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we just end here by praying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He help us strengthen our iman in Him. We just get so strong in our reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our tawakkul, that we just say that, yes, Allah is with me. I don't need anyone else. It is Allah who is going to help me. We should be so strong in it. May Allah help us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allah khairan kaseer. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So alhamdulillah, we were able to go over some important points about how we should especially call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His names and the importance of knowing those names and calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by those names. We also learned about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he is our messenger. So inshallah, for our next session, it's story time. Okay? Everyone loves story time, right? Okay, inshallah. So, let's have a look at what story we're going to be looking at today. And I have a feeling that it's something that a lot of us, especially as young kids or young people, can relate to, inshallah. Okay, so let's have a look at what story we're going to be looking at today.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear children. I hope you're ready today with another exciting story. Today, inshallah, I will share with you yet another story of kindness. But this story, it actually revolves around four boys. Three of them are brothers. And the name of the brothers, the elder brother is called as Faraz. The younger two are called as Faisal and Asim. Okay? And the fourth character will be their cousin, Irfan, who will be coming to see them. So let's just start the story and relax yourself and enjoy, because still I feel it's a very, very interesting story because my kids actually loved it. The name of the story is called as A Kind Word. Faraz became more and more annoyed as the noise coming from the children's room increased. He stood up quickly and walked to the room angrily. He opened the door just as his brother Faisal was about to throw a pillow at their youngest brother Asim, who was jumping on the bed. Have you ever seen these kids happening in your home? You know, when two of you are playing and jumping on the bed and you find somebody coming, your elder brother or mother or someone screaming or sometimes, you know, telling you not to do what you're doing. Okay, let's go ahead. "What's going on in here?" shouted Faraz as he glared at them angrily.
Nothing,
spluttered Fazil.
"Asim threw away my pencil, and..."
"No, bhai," interrupted Asim. "Fazil stood on my sharpener and broke it."
"Don't lie," said Fazil. "You were."
"Stop it, both of you," screamed Faraz. "Enough is enough. I'm tired of both of you and your lies. This room is a mess. Everything is upside down. Now clean up this mess immediately, and then sit down quietly and do your homework."
Faraz sighed as he left the room. He just could not understand why his two younger brothers refused to listen to him. He was the eldest brother. It was his duty to tell them whenever they are doing anything wrong and to teach them good manners and respect. But what Faraz did not understand was that he was going about his duty the wrong way, and that his brothers ignored him because he scolded them for every little thing, and they were actually tired of it. The next day, their Ammi Jani told them, all of them, that their cousin Irfan Bhai is coming, and he will be spending a few days with them. Now, Irfan, he was in university, and he was now on a holiday just after his BCom exams. So Faisal and Asim, who were the two little ones, if you remember, they started jumping in joy because they were really fond of Irfan Bhai. Then, they quickly completed their homework so that they could go out to play football because they knew that Irfan Bhai is coming. Now, the elder brother, Faraz, one of the Faraz's rules was that there will be no playing until all homework was completed. So Faisal, he fetched the ball and called to Asim as he ran out of the house. Asim, who wanted the ball first, put out his leg and tripped Faisal. Faisal called out in pain as he fell to the door and the ball rolled towards Asim, who quickly picked it up. Asim was just about to run to the door when Faraz got him by the collar and he dragged him inside.
"What is your problem?"
asked Faraz. "Why are you all the time fighting, both of you? You both look like animals to me."
Faisal, who had gotten up from the floor, ignored Faraz and grabbed the ball out of Asim's hand, and he started playing again. Now, Faraz could not take all this. He got very angry. So Faraz grabbed Faisal's hand, his younger brother, before he could run away, and he pulled both of them into the room. And then you can imagine what he must have done. He pushed them both onto the sofa. He pulled the ball out of Faisal's hand, and he stared at them angrily. And he goes,
"It's about time you two learn to behave. If you insist on fighting with each other, then you will do it indoors. I will not have the two of you fighting on the street, where everyone else can see you bad-mannered."
The two boys knew that there was nothing they could do. So they sat back on the sofa angrily, whispering to each other every few seconds now and then, and thinking and telling each other how Faraz, their elder brother, was so unfair and mean. Faraz ignored them, and he sat down to do his college work at the center table, where he could keep an eye on both these little guys. Now the boys, on the other hand, they watched him to do his work, and after a while, they saw that Faraz actually looked at them and said,
"Bring me some water, you good-for-nothing boys."
Now Faisal, when he heard that, he was really hurt by Faraz's comment. Anyways, he did stood up, and he said,
"Well, since I am good for nothing, I will not bring you anything. You can get your water yourself."
Faraz could not believe what he was hearing. He stood up quickly, and he slapped Faisal hard across the face.
"You will do as I say. Now you go and get me that water."
Faisal started crying.
Ammi, Faraz Bhai hit me.
His mother
mother, who had heard everything, quickly hurried into the room.
"What has happened, Fetzel? Why are you crying?"
she asked.
"Faraz bhaiya slapped me,"
he answered. "Why, Faraz beta?" asked Ami. She had tried not to interfere with Faraz's method of discipline, but she knew that this time he had gone too far, and today she was going to tell him so.
"Faisal did not obey me, Ammi," said Faraz. "You know how disrespectful he can be with me."
"But that was because Bhaijan has insulted Faisal first."
Ammi was just about to say something when there was interruption by the doorbell. There was something on the door. Somebody actually on the door. So Faraz opened the door and saw Irfan standing on the doorstep. The two younger boys shrieked in delight when they saw Irfan, and they ran to him, and they hugged him, and they forgot about all their earlier problems, their crying, the fighting, the slapping. They didn't remember anything. They were just so happy. Now, Irfan bhai, when they saw the kids, he was very excited too. "Take it easy, boys. You don't have to scream so loudly. It's okay, it's okay," laughed Irfan. All children screamed and shouted, and they were just very excited. At that moment, they heard the azan time, and they all went to the masjid to pray Maghrib. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When they got back, they had some tea, and then Faraz showered Irfan to the guest room. He then went into the boys' room and was infuriated when he saw the state it was in. It was all upside down.
"What is wrong with you two?"
he asked.
"What did you do to this room? Ami just cleaned it this morning."
"Oh my God,
these kids do not listen, no matter what I tell them. Now you both, you can do it tomorrow, all this playing. Now it is already your bedtime. Just straight out of the light and go to bed."
Irfan entered the room, and seeing the boys' long faces, he asked, "What's the matter?"
"Oh, Irfan," complained Faraz, "these two little devils, it is already past their bedtime, and they insist on playing. If they do not sleep now, they will not be able to wake up for Fajr Salah tomorrow."
A big grin spread across Irfan's face. "You know, boys," he explained, "I was just like you two. But then someone once said to me that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded us to sleep early so that we are able to wake up early the next day. And I have followed that advice ever since. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always tells us to do what is the best for our minds and bodies. So finish up your talk and go to sleep."
"Okay, Irfan bhai," said the boys together. "Good night and Allah Hafiz."
Faraz could not believe how easily the boys had listened to Irfan. He felt a pang of jealousy when he realized that the boys showed more respect to Irfan than to him. The next morning, when Faraz and Irfan returned from their after Fajr walk, Ami asked them to wake up the boys. Faraz got upset again to see that they were still sleeping. He stormed into their room, pulled the covers off, and screamed,
"Faisal! Hassan! Get up! It's almost 8 o'clock. You should have been up hours ago. See what happens when you don't sleep early? You never listen to me. Never, never, never."
Irfan heard Faraz, shouting, and he came into the boys' room. "Faraz," he asked politely, "why are you always scolding these poor children?"
"You don't understand, Faraz, Faisal. These kids are, oh my God, they never listen to me."
Irfan said smilingly, there's nothing wrong. You can always, these children are very smart, so don't worry. So let me talk to them. Come on, boys, it's time to wake up. Your breakfast is ready, and it will get cold if you don't wake up soon. Come on, show me what good boys are you."
The boys jumped up as Irfan began tickling them.
Soon they were giggling and laughing with Irfan. Faraz turned around and walked out of the room. He was now very angry.
Now, in the meantime, their Ammi was noticing all of this, and she noticed the grim face of his elder son, and asked him what the matter was, and he kept silent. Anyways, after breakfast, Irfan took the two small boys to the park. He asked Faraz to join them, but Faraz didn't. He was too upset, and after they left, he went to Ammi and asked,
Ammi, tell me, why do Faisal and Asim never listen to anything I ask? And yet Irfan just has to ask one, and they do it immediately.
My dear Faraz, said Ammi gently, I have noticed that every time you speak to your brothers, you do so in a very harsh tone. You never show any interest in their lives, and never ask them about anything in their lives. The only time you do speak to them is to, you know, correct them, or punish them, or something of that sort. Not once have I heard a word of praise or kindness pass your lips. And you must remember that all people, even you and me, always respond better to kindness, to kind words. Did you not know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed extra love and gentleness towards the young and encouraged that too when he was with the Sahaba? Irfan gives them the same message as you, but he uses a more gentle tone, and so the boys respond better. And you must also remember, the boys are still very little. They cannot stay clean and tidy all the time. And you know, when the weather is too hot, they have to play in their room, which cannot stay neat all the time either. Now, that doesn't mean that they have to keep their room dirty all the time, but on the other hand, you cannot be very harsh with them. How will they learn to clean up their room if they never make it dirty, huh? And even if they do get a bit naughty and reckless, if you speak to them in a gentle way, just like Irfan does, they will respect you more and do whatever you ask of them. Not because they have to, but because, you know, they want to, because they love you. They would like to remember all of what you've told them, and they would like to then do it. My dear Faraz beta, if you want them to respect you, then you have to show respect to them. And since you are the person they look up to, they will learn from your behavior. So you have to set a good example to them. If you speak to them with kindness, they will speak in the same manner to others. Now just then, when Ammijani was saying all this, the front door opened and Faisal ran into the room. He looked at both of them and smiled.
We forgot to take the ball, Ammi. I came back for it, he said.
As Faisal ran down the stairs, Faraz noticed that he had left his room door open.
Faisal, he called out, you've left your room door open. Please close it before you leave.
Faisal stared at Faraz in shock. He couldn't believe the change in tone in Faraz's voice. And he immediately ran upstairs. He shut the door and he called out as he ran outside,
sorry, Faraz bhai.
Faisal's apology shocked Faraz. And he was like, oh boy, what happened? And he replied immediately,
it's okay, Faisal. We all forget sometimes.
The look of love and respect on Faisal's face filled Faraz's heart with joy. And now he finally understood the importance of kindness and mercy. And of course, the meaning of the Prophet ﷺ hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said once, he is not one of us who does not show mercy to our little ones and does not honor our old. This hadith is in Tirmizi, and the hadith number is 1919. My dear children, I hope you've enjoyed this beautiful message and the beautiful story. At least I could relate to it a lot of things, because I'm a mother of two children myself. And it was a reminder for me too, that we as parents have to be kind to our little ones. Even when they grow up, you know, it just, the form changes a little bit. But, you know, the respect and kindness should never be compromised. And with this message, I leave you all. Think about it. And if you're not very kind to someone around you, try to be a little kind today and see the miracles happening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, that was a very good story in terms of and what we can learn from the story. Before I just quickly summarize it, I just want to say, if there's ever anything in which you're getting confused or, you don't seem to understand, you can ask once and then inshallah try focusing on the story instead of continuously repeating that you don't understand, because that distracts other people and then it's going to be even harder for you to try to understand. So inshallah, I'm just going to try going over the story really quickly and trying to summarize what the sister was trying to say. So basically it was a story about three brothers, and the older brother was really rude and really harsh to his younger two brothers, and so he would always yell at them and scold them and scream at them to do things if they didn't do it. And obviously, as we all know, I'm sure, especially for the younger we're the younger sibling, if an older sibling is continuously yelling at you to do something over and over again, it gets very annoying and you just learn to tone them and ignore them. So what this story was trying to say is that their cousin who came over would speak to them in a very nice and kind way. And so because he would speak to him in this nice way, in a kind way, in an understanding and gentle manner, then the kids loved him and they loved to play with him and they would always listen to them. So what this story was basically saying was that the importance of talking to other people in a kind way, and how important it is that we watch how we talk to other people, especially younger people, and make sure that you're not consistently yelling at them. If you want to talk to someone, if you want to ask them to do something, ask them in a nice manner, ask them in a way in which they'll want to listen to you, not in a way that they just start to get annoyed of you and they just don't want to listen to you anymore. So inshallah, I hope you're able to understand that message. And from now until our next class, which is on Monday, inshallah, I want you guys to at least say one good thing to someone that you don't. I want you, they're younger than you, and if you're constantly yelling at them or asking them to do something in a harsh manner, try to say it nicely and then see how much of a change it'll bring about them. So I just want to summarize quickly what we did today. So we know to do the hifz of Surah Al-Abasa up to verse 14. Inshallah, you have the whole weekend. You have tomorrow and then Friday and the weekend. So from verse 1, if we haven't done that, all the way up to verse 14, inshallah, just go over the dua before eating and the dua for what you to say if you forget to say Bismillah. If you don't know it, then try memorizing it. If you do, then try implementing also the other masnoon ways which we learned. And then also try to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by calling on his many and call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua by calling on his name. And lastly, just remember to speak to others with kind words, especially if they are younger, and explain to them things nicely so that they can listen. So with that, I will conclude the class today. I hope to see you guys all on Monday. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. I hope that you guys all take care and I hope to meet again with you on Monday inshallah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Now a Chili's, sizzling fajitas grilled to perfection. Fresh, it's happening now.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Mr. Father, the whole wide world. Making partners with Allah is the greatest sin. I shall never ever worship anybody but Him. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La guidance, I recite the Holy Quran. Every day I fast in the month of Ramadan. When I meet my brothers and sisters each day, Assalamu alaikum is what I say. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La some to those in need, to be grateful to Allah and to cure my greed. I always follow the Quran and the Prophet's way. Insha'Allah, I shall go to Hajj one day. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Many messengers came to guide us along, to enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. All the prophets that were sent came to preach one thing: there is no other God but the King of Kings. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Before I go to sleep, I read the dua. Allahumma bismika amutu ahiya. When I wake up in the morning, I praise Allah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahiyana. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. I only love for my brother what I love for myself. Only Allah do I worship and ask Him for help. Every day, five times, must I always pray. I am proud to be a Muslim now, everyone say. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah,